We all know William Shakespeare, the most famous author of all time, writer of 37 plays, 154 sonnets, several epic poems, and why we are here today. But what if I told you Shakespeare never wrote a single word?
You are the soul of the age.
None of your poems or your plays will ever carry your name.
Okay, here's the deal. Roland Emmerich leaves the explosions and the end of the world behind to tell a more cerebral tale in Anonymous. It's a story we've heard before. What if William Shakespeare didn't write his plays, but rather just put his name on someone else's words? I'm sure if you're up on Elizabethan politics and history, you'd be able to follow it. However, if you're like me and only have a rudimentary knowledge of that era of European history, it's easily confusing. It also doesn't help that the movie skips around with flashbacks within flashbacks, featuring actors that look nothing alike playing the same character over different time periods. Anonymous gets an A for effort, but it sinks in its execution. It doesn't know what it wants to be, a conspiracy film, a costume drama, a love story, or a political thriller. Heck, it doesn't even know if it wants to be about Shakespeare, Queen Elizabeth, or Edward de Vere, the suspected man behind Shakespeare's words. In the end, Roland Emmerich would have better served his fan base if he just blew something up. In short, Anonymous is not Shakespeare. Anonymous gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.